Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick's a longtime Brain Trust member. More than 8 years he's been hanging out with us. President of On Point Consulting. Put an LLC and a .com on the end of that business name, and you'll have his website. He's the author of the outstanding book, Closing the Execution Gap. That's your new one, isn't it, Rick?
Well, the virtual team success is a little bit newer, okay. But they came out pretty close to the same time.
All right. He's the co-author of that one. So we're talking about trust, Rick, and you have four elements that you think make up the essence of trust.
Yeah, and this is based on the work of a guy named Charles Green, who's done quite a bit of work on trust. But there's basically four components. And, you know, we've been talking about reliability, which is basically, you know, being dependable. And a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on that aspect of trust, which is, you know, certainly relevant. But it's also important to focus on the three other elements, and one of them is credibility. So credibility has to do with your track record, your credentials, mm-hmm. but more importantly, it has to do with the extent to which people believe you tell the truth. In other words, do you give a balanced view of an issue, or do you selectively disclose information mm-hmm. or put a hyper spin on the positives? So again, you know, in relationships with customers, reliability is important, but the credibility piece, and not just that you know what you're doing, but that they can count on the fact that you're telling the truth. Mm-hmm. You could extend this into the political arena, too.
I was going to say, I mean, you sound like you're describing politicians there, aren't you?
Yeah, it's very much the same. I mean, why do we like certain politicians? Why do we like certain businesses? It's because we believe that they're either giving us accurate information, telling us the truth. That's why this whole Volkswagen thing has been so difficult and challenging for the company, because they violated trust. And we find out now that they've been lying, that they have not been telling the truth.
They didn't just lie. They actually engineered around it, didn't they?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so I mean, it's quite. So that really is a violation of trust around the credibility side.
Right.
You know.
Does that disqualify them from our business then for that behavior?
Well, you see, what they're going to do now is work really hard to rebuild that trust. But it's not going to be easy, and they're going to have to do a lot of disclosure to help us be confident
right.
that the information we're getting from them is now truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's true in personal relationships. It's true in business relationships.
Should we allow people to redeem themselves? And if we do, shouldn't that topic be front and center? I mean, buy a Volkswagen until I know that they're telling the truth? Should I not vote for a certain candidate until I know that they've truly redeemed themselves?
Or until you believe. I mean, some of it is, you know, what, you know, can you know or what do you mm-hmm. believe? But a lot of it also has to do with the extent to which you have some interdependency. So, for example, if we could sever our relationship and I have other choices, I might never go back to you. But if either you have something unique that I really do value, mm-hmm. lots of other choices.
I might hold my nose and do business with you.
I might be more inclined only because we have a lot of interdependencies, but as soon as something else becomes available, I might move over there right away.
Tell you something else. Let's talk, and this will bring up the pragmatism of the marketplace. I have been in the scenario you just gave us, where I didn't trust the person, the company, but I did business with them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because it was the devil of the deep, you know, I was between the devil and the deep blue sea,
yeah,
so
right.
to speak, and so it is possible to do business with someone you trust, but you just never take your eye off of them.
Yeah, and that kind of takes us to another element. It's called self-orientation, and the extent to which you believe they're focused on their needs and goals, or the extent to which you
right.
believe they're focused on your needs and goals. And if you believe someone has a low self-orientation, meaning they're interested in you succeeding and in serving your needs, you might be more inclined to give them another chance, you know, that type of thing. So that's why all four of these elements, the other one has to do with intimacy and connection, listening and relationship. But you want to build trust on all four, because if you have problems with one, you can rely on the others to at least sustain some momentum so people are willing to give you a chance to recover and come back.
Right. Because it's hard. I mean, it's kind of hard to blow out all four of these at once.
Yeah, you really got to be.
You got to work really hard to be that untrustworthy, don't you? But yeah, so that's a good point. But I like the self orientation part. I hadn't thought about it along those lines before, because but I have definitely held my nose and done business with someone. But here's the thing, and see, this is how I am. For example, we talk about candidates. This is how I am with Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
He and I couldn't be politically any more opposite than we are, but I admire him because I think he's honest.
Right. You believe he's telling you what he truly believes.
I believe he's authentic.
Yeah, and you also
believe
that his motives...
Whereas I think other candidates are not authentic.
Yeah, his motives are directed toward the general good. Now, again...
Well,
you know,
I think he thinks they are. The point is, I'm giving him credit for being authentic.
Right.
Not for being aligned with me in my thinking.
Right, and it's how he comes across, right? You may disagree, but you believe that he believes what he's saying, and you might even be inclined to, you see him as authentic and genuine. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you're trying to do when you're building trust.
And that's pulling you toward, if not one kind of business, maybe another kind of a relationship.
Right.
Where there might be trust. Rick, I need your website quickly one more time.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
Thanks for being here, Rick. Good job today. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.